This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Hi, this is Gemma Ricks.
And Lucy Maunder.
You're listening to the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Joy Musical Theatre, darlings, Gemma Ricks and Lucy Maunder.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, it's great to have you in studio, finally. You girls have been in a lot of productions over the years, but in your early days, what made you decide musical theatre? Was that something that you was loved as a kid, or did it just happen naturally? Lucy?
I grew up, my dad was an opera director and my mother was an opera singer. So yeah. I sort of grew up in the crib underneath the chairs in the orchestra pit type of thing. So I think they probably wanted me to go into law or accounting, but it was something that wasn't quite in my blood, I don't think. But I didn't sing at all until I was about 14. I just danced and ice skated and did gymnastics and played the violin and played the piano and all of that. But I remember singing in front of my parents for the first time at this workshop, and they both went, oh, like I had no idea that I could even sort of hold a tune. And since then I sort of did school musicals and stuff. But yeah, I've always adored musical theatre, and it's just been, yeah, the biggest passion. So
I guess when I go and see shows, and Jimmy, you can probably attest to this with Wicked, because I love going to shows and there's so many kids that are seeing theatre these days, which is amazing.
Yeah,
right? Instead of at home on the computers and playing video games, are seeing live theatre. That must be fantastic for you
guys.
Yeah,
well, it means work for us. So it means there's people wanting to see these shows, which is so great. And whenever you see shows being launched, it excites us because it means that it's thriving and it means work. So yeah, so it's brilliant. But for me, I wasn't technically into musical theatre as such. I was always singing.
In a band, right?
So I was more pop. That was sort of my thing that I was passionate about. And I would do acting and stuff like that, but I never put the two together. And look, I was terrible. When I look back at footage, like, I thought I was amazing, but like, I was so out of tune. And I said to my mum and dad, I was like, you guys gave me false praise.
False hope.
Yeah, yeah, but good on them, because it fully, you know, I just loved it. And it wasn't until I was probably in my teens that I started to really actually understand, you know, singing in tune and controlling the actual voice, not just singing, because it literally just came from love.
Because being musical theatre, I mean, you also have to be trained to use your voice effectively and properly, because obviously we get a lot of singers coming through into Joy, and they say, oh, I'm doing a big tour, and they do like maybe two shows in a row, and they got a couple of days off, and then do none of the two shows. But for you guys,
like,
it's eight shows a week.
Yeah.
How do you guys prepare yourself, I guess, not only physically, but also with your voice and stuff for that amount of time?
For me, it was, I had to learn on the job, because when I first played Elphaba, I was yelling, because obviously she's a cranky character and she's always yelling, and I was just yelling the only way I knew how. And Kelly Dickerson, who was the musical director at the time, was like, Gem, you can't yell like this because you're going to lose your voice. And so she, bless her, is, you know, a specialist with all this kind of stuff. So I learnt from the best, and she taught me that placement and that technique of how to yell to still sound, you know, fiery and feisty, but to have that power without, you know, sacrificing your longevity of your voice. And so I learnt on the job that way. But yeah, it's definitely something that you are constantly thinking about, because you have to sustain the shows every single day.
Because Wicked, that song, Defying Gravity, is like climbing a mountain.
Yeah.
And you do it 8 nights a week. You do it even on breakfast TV. Well, I remember watching you on Sunrise one morning, and you were just, it was like early in the morning, it was in the AM for starters.
Yeah, it was 7:45 AM.
And yep. you know, I think that crap out.
I got up at 2:30 in the morning. Like, that's what I had to do because I knew that my voice would not sing those notes if I woke up at 5, you know? Yeah. So I got up at 2:30. I ran on the treadmill. I had breakfast.
Beyonce.
Yeah, I did. I did. I had a full warm up. And I actually, when I first sang the notes backstage before I went on, the notes were really, really shaky. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was so scared it was all going to turn pear shaped. And Kelly Dickerson was with me again. And she just said, Jem, they're the first time you've sang the notes today. Of course, they're going to be shaky. So then the next time you do it.
6 a.m.
Yeah, yeah, it was 6 a.m. 6 a.m. And so thank goodness it all turned out really, really well. But yeah, that was actually a really, really nerve wracking experience for me. That was for sure.
Because being in Wicked, obviously you do some amazing events like the Melbourne Cup. You do all these millions of people watching the tennis.
Yeah.
That must be nerve wracking on a different level, right?
Yeah, yeah. You kind of like, you want to run away from them at the same time because you're so scared, but then you're also like, oh my gosh, this is something that I've dreamed of. So it's kind of a mix of emotions because it is so scary, but then, oh my gosh, I'm so lucky that I've been given this opportunity. So exactly. you have to do it, and you have to do the best that you can do. But yeah, it's pretty special.
Now, Lucy, I am really envious because Grease is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah,
and
same.
When I saw the musical last year, with the gorgeous Rob Mills and Greta Scarlett, and of course you as Rizzo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rizzo is such a cool character because it's not like a cutesy, nice sort of Sandy.
Yep.
She's a ballsy.
Yeah, she's the best.
It's a great role to have, right?
Such a good role. Yeah, it was. I remember when we got the audition brief, and I was because I was right down to the end of the auditions for Sandy, and I got right to the final round, and I was. You know, I had my hair all straight and I had my little headband on and a purple kind of mauve shirt and my, you know, my nice skirt on. And then I remember singing for the panel for John Frost and for the British creatives and everything. And I remember the director just at the end of, I'd sang Hopelessly Devoted to You and done the scenes, and he just sort of stared at me for a little bit too long, and I was like, what? And he went, do you want some Rizzo material? And I went, yeah, I would. I'd love that. So I went outside, wetted my hair, made it all curly, put a smoky eye on and a red lip, and went in and sang Worse Things and got the role. So, yeah. But I remember leaving that audition and just and then going on YouTube and looking up the Grease is the Word footage from the London production, which is them at the in the triangle with Riz at the front with the cigarette. And I remember watching it going, I have never wanted something so much in my life. And when I finally found out that I got the role, she's the coolest cat ever. It's just the best. So it was a joy to do that.
Because I remember watching Grease in the 90s and Danny Minogue was Rizzo.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was it's such a cool character to play.
It is.
You know, and you guys have been overseas with your productions, with Wicked and with Grease.
Mm.
What's it been like overseas, having Aussies starring in musicals like in Asia? They love theatre over there, right?
They do. Yeah, well, I actually did Jekyll and Hyde in Asia in 2009, toured South Korea. And it's really funny because they're very reserved during the show because it's what, you know, they're supposed to be polite.
That and so you see.
Oh, no, honestly. And then, so you sit there during the show going, oh, they hate us. Like, they're just. Or they're sitting in Singapore, they sit on their iPads and just sort of look around, and then the end of the show happens and they go bananas, and I think it's just, you know, it's a cultural thing. They just need to keep it under wraps until the beginning. So, but yeah, it's great. The Asian market is incredible for musicals. I think in Seoul alone, there's 57 musicals running at any one time.
My goodness.
In just one city.
Last week, I attended the cast announcement of the new musical, Jekyll and Hyde. And I have to say, I was very pleased when I said your names, but also the lead guy in the musical, Mr. Tere Tahu Rhodes, is a fellow Kiwi.
Yeah.
Big ups for that. But, I mean, coming from Grease and Wicked and into this very different musical, why do you choose this musical to sort of, I guess, audition for, look, Gemma?
Gemma Ricks here. For me, you know, I love just doing auditions just generally because I've been playing Elphaba for so long. So it's something that is great to learn new material and to play different characters. So obviously when the brief came out, I was like, you know, did my research. And as soon as I heard the Lucy Harris material, I was like, oh my gosh, this is my voice, not to a T, but something that I could definitely work on and hopefully perfect at some point. But I was really blown away by the sounds, and because there's a lot of soft floating notes, and that's something that I'm going to have to be working on, and that sounds stunning in part of the score, and yeah, and then I get to work with these talented people, which is going to be so exciting. And Teddy is very tall, which is great.
So
because
tall.
I'm tall, you
he's
see.
Hot.
He's very muscly.
Yeah, he's like a
yeah,
hot
unit.
He's
got Maori tats as well.
I know.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen those.
We want to see the Maori tats. I guess auditioning Lucy for this role, take us through the audition process for Jekyll and Hyde. Was it different to, say, Grease or other musicals that you've done?
Sort of, yes, because we were lucky enough to work with Frank Wildhorn, who is the composer of the show. And it's so funny, I'd put him on this pedestal for years and years and years, knowing and loving the score so much. And then I walked into my first audition, and he was just sitting at a table, and he was just like, hey, I'm Frank. And I just sort of was like, oh my God, you're Frank Wildhorn. And then he just was like, yeah, cool, come over to the piano and we'll work through this. And he said, you know, I really want you to bring your own flavor to this stuff. I'm not married to anything. We can change the melody here. I can rewrite stuff here. If you don't like that, we'll take it out. We'll change the key. We'll do whatever you want. So giving us that kind of creative license was very different to, say, an audition process for something like Wicked or Grease, where it's literally a show by numbers and you do exactly what they've done,
correct,
you know, on the West End or on Broadway, where they literally, the first person that did it walked from one over to five, and then you go into rehearsals and they're like, okay, now you, as Riz, you walk over to five. We don't have time to talk about why. You just have to fill in the gaps. You just have to fill in the gaps right now, and so you don't really get to decide what to do. But I think with Jekyll, it's going to be our own. We're so lucky because it's our own creation, I suppose, and it's the first time it's been done in Australia. So yeah, it was different. And then Frank had, instead of us going back and doing, you know, X amount of callbacks with material and stuff, he wanted a work session with us and sat around the piano with us and just went, oh yeah, I like that about your voice, and let's add a bit more of that in and change that and do this. And so it was very interactive and amazing.
That's great.
So great.
And this show is more of a reimagining of the show, which
yeah,
is fantastic. So I guess in a nutshell, what's the story about for people that don't know the story?
Well, it's I suppose it's based on the Robert Louis Stevenson book, of Dr. Henry Jekyll and Edward Hyde, which is about basically the duality of man and the good and evil in all of us, and how to kind of deal with those parts of your personality. And I think that Jekyll wants to eliminate bad in people, and in doing that actually awakens this this horrifying murderer in himself, which is Edward Hyde. And so Lucy, it's very confusing because I play Emma and Gemma plays Lucy, and my name is Lucy and her name's Gemma and my middle name is Emma. So it's all a bit like, it's mad because people just go, Lucy, what are you talking about, the character, or are you talking about the person? So Emma and Lucy as characters are essentially his light and shade, I think. And so he meets Lucy and leaves. Oh, I don't, it's very confusing. Yeah. There's lots of,
because your character you're a burlesque dancer. Is that right?
Well, yes, I'm a lady of the night.
Right. I don't want to say a prostitute.
Yeah. I think lady of the night is good.
Lady
it's a bit
of the
gentle.
Night. So you have to learn, you know,
know.
Do your research
and
burlesque dancers and ladies of the night.
Yeah.
Have you had conversations?
So I am having some acting lessons at the minute in Perth.
Right.
And so I'm doing some research and doing watching a lot of documentaries. I'm actually going to, when I come back from Perth from weekend, I'm going to do some dancing classes, some pole dancing classes. I'm going to reconnect with my body and just sort of get into that headspace, because obviously it's, you know, something that I haven't really thought about. So I need to do all that research so that when we get into the rehearsal period, those sorts of feelings and emotions come naturally to me. So yeah, it's going to be a fun process, that's for sure.
Your husband better watch out.
I know.
Oh my goodness. The big number in the show is This Is The Moment. Of course, Gemma in Wicked was Defying Gravity.
Yes.
So thank God someone else is doing the big notes. This show.
Oh, no, she's got some big
notes. Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
What's your big number on this show?
Well, Someone Like You is a beautiful song, mm-hmm. which you know, it's it grows, but that the biggest belty number for me is A New Life, which happens right near the end of the show. And it's another big build, so it starts off quite, you know, slow and soft, and yeah, off some big notes, big long notes happen, which is going to be a lot of fun. But I think that's the thing, the songs are written so beautifully that all of them really do build and develop and grow and sort of have that sort of anthem feel, which is really going to be powerful and goosebumpy, hopefully, for everybody in the audience.
Because I guess This Is The Moment has been covered by so many people over the years. Josh Groban, Anthony Clear, Anthony Warlow.
Having said that, we heard Teddy sing it. Unbelievable. Like, everyone just passed away.
Yeah.
Goosebumps all over. Everyone just went, oh my God. It was so incredible.
He was onto it. Now, tickets for this amazing production go on sale on Monday. All right. It starts 8th of December at the Prince's Theatre. Tickets go on sale on Monday. Make sure you get your tickets through Ticketmaster nationally. And, of course, it's going to be touring all over the country, but Melbourne is the capital of theatre in Australia.
Yay.
Have a great time. I guess you're starting rehearsals when?
I think end of October.
Mm-hmm.
Quite soon to opening night. Well, not
5 weeks.
Five
about.
Weeks, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have a nice
And that's generally enough to get things...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
It's going to be an amazing show. Jekyll and Hyde starting on the 8th of December at the Prince's Theatre. Tickets on sale on Monday. Thank you, Gemma Ricks and Lucy Maunder.
Thanks for having us
on the show.
Hi, this is Gemma Ricks.
And Lucy Maunder. We're starring in the musical Jekyll and Hyde.
We'd love you to come and see the show. Grab your tickets from Ticketmaster now.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.